following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Hey, Refuge family, and there are others that might be watching on whatever media you choose to watch it on. Hey, welcome to Refuge Daily, and this is Michael Rogers here on this thankful Thursday, and I'm thankful every day, but this Thursday I'm thankful because of thinking about the disciples. You remember the disciples that we read about in the Gospels, and some of them ended up writing some additional books in the New Testament. Those disciples were, they were obedient, and I am thankful that they were. Their obedience to God, to Jesus, the one that they were following, that obedience is one of the reasons why I'm saved today, because they spread that gospel out. They continued to share and did just as Jesus had told them to. If you go to the end of Matthew's gospel, then in chapter 28, in verse 18, Jesus had come to talk to his disciples, and he was saying to them, he said, I have been given all authority in heaven. This is, of course, is after the resurrection and what we refer to often in the Bible as the Great Commission, Jesus talking to his disciples just before he went to ascend into heaven. Jesus said to them, he said to the disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all commands I have given you, and be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we see that he's given them some direction. He's also given them a promise that he's going to be with them again. And here he is getting ready to ascend physically, bodily being ascended into heaven, but yet he said that he's going to be with them. And of course, we know in the book of Acts and in other gospels, talks about him leaving the Holy Spirit, which is what he's done for us as believers. But his disciples, he gave them, I'll call it marching orders, but in reality, he's given them a good commission, a great commission, actually. And he's given that to us as well. We, as disciples, are followers of Jesus Christ, and we've been given that same commission in that respect, and that is to go out and to make disciples of others. We can call it all nations, meaning all people groups, not necessarily nations the way we divide it up today. I happen to love the nation that I live in here in the United States of America. There's a flag flying behind me that I am very pleased with the colors and all that was selected when that flag was chosen to be our national flag. Back to the thing about being disciples. Being disciples is something that we are when we are followers of Jesus Christ. That's essentially the actual definition, is a follower who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines of another. And as Christian disciples, we are people who accept and we assist in the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we are as Christian disciples. And discipleship is the process of how we grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are equipped by the Holy Spirit. And so that's a process. That's discipleship, and that's what we do. With that blessing, we are able to overcome some of the things that are going on in life today, the difficulties that we have. But this requires that we're in the Word daily, studying it. That really helps us to be overcomers in many ways. How we read His Word, we get direction, we gain knowledge, we draw closer to Him, we learn about Him, we learn about ourselves. I've learned so much about myself by reading the Bible. Because what I used to think about myself is very different than what I think about myself today, particularly when I read the Bible, the good and the bad, actually. But there's a couple of things that are involved in that growth, and that's putting Jesus first in all things. We read about that in Mark's Gospel in chapter 8, verses 34 through 38. And the disciple of Christ needs to be set apart from the world. We are different. We have been sanctified, as the Bible tells us. And that sanctification means to be set apart. We're not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. And you've probably seen decals and bumper stickers of that sort that would point that out. But we want to be Christ-centered and not self-centered. And that's what we see a lot in the world today, is that there's a lot of self-centeredness. That's something that I talked about, I think, the last time I was with you on Refuge Daily, is that self-centeredness, looking at myself so often and being so concerned about how I looked versus and what others saw in me versus what Jesus Christ seen in me. Well, if my focus is on Him and if He's the center of my life, then it's not so much on me and it's not so much on you, me worrying about what you think of me. Very important. But following Jesus's teachings, very clear in John chapter 8, we must be obedient children and doers of the word. So we read His word and then we do it. The obedience is a supreme test of our faith. We can read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus is the perfect example of obedience, because when He was on this earth, He lived obediently to the and did what the Father had sent Him to do, all the way to the point of death. And we know that, and we can read about that. Paul even mentions it in Philippians chapter 2. The fruitfulness that comes out of being a disciple, we see the fruit. We're not actually the producers of the fruit necessarily. Our job is to abide in Christ, and the Holy Spirit will produce the fruit. He does that by using us. That's the result of our obedience, is the fruit that comes from being obedient to God. The Holy Spirit will actually do the producing of that for us. And then, of course, the biggest change will take place in our hearts, and our conduct will change. Our thoughts, our words, our actions particularly. We'll be a representative of Jesus Christ. As a disciple, we do represent Jesus Christ. And so when we consider that, and if He's in the center of our lives, we're going to be mindful of how others see us, not so much to make us look good, but to glorify our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Son. So the other part is love, and that's a big one, obviously. We have love for other disciples, and that's very important. He says to love one another. We're to love our neighbors. We've talked about that before. The evidence that we're a disciple, obviously, is the way that we do love others and how we treat them, serving others. That's an important part. So loving one another is a perfect example of what a disciple is, and Jesus gave us so many of those perfect examples. And we need to love people that don't know Jesus Christ, in the sense that we don't necessarily have to like their behavior, or certainly we don't want to agree to it or to join in with them on certain behavior, but to love them enough to make them want to know Jesus Christ. Praying for them. Praying is a big, important part of being a disciple. As a matter of fact, next week, next Thursday, I think it's the 6th, but anyway, you better look it up. Next week is the National Day of Prayer, and our nation will be, as Christians, we will be gathering together in certain forums and some places just alone in our own prayer closet to pray for this nation. And we all know that this nation needs prayer. It always has and always will need prayer, because we all do. But certainly it's a good time to be praying for our country and collectively getting together as Christians and doing just that for our nation. Because we have a great nation that God has blessed us with, and it's having a lot of trouble, as it has in the past, but seems like, for us anyway, living in it today, it seems like it's worse than it's ever been. But we know that God is still on the throne, always will be, always has been, and we know that He has given us His word that He'll never leave us or forsake us. We know that that's the case, and so we can trust in that. So being a disciple, there's lots of different ways to go out and share your story about what Jesus has done in your life, and I want to encourage you to go do that. Even in the smallest way, you don't have to have a big, long testimony that has talked about, terrible things that have happened in your life necessarily, Because some people have been blessed not to grow up in a family that was so distraught and disrupted that they didn't even have both parents in the homes or any of that. You don't have to have those kind of testimonies. The testimony that you have is your testimony, and that's what's important. And that is what Jesus Christ has done in your life for you, or maybe is continuing to do in your life what he's doing right now. Those are the things that people need to hear. Those are the things that will open people's eyes and their hearts to the Lord, and that's important to do. Another way is in service, and here's a commission. If I could give you a commission and you would go out and do it, I would say, what about the children? What about the children's ministry that's in churches? You know, Sunday schools, every church that I've ever gone to has had times when they've really needed some help in the children's ministry. Have you ever thought about that? In Refuge, we have one of the most creative family ministry pastors I've ever seen. We have such a blessing for the kids that come there, but he's always needing help. There's always a spot for somebody who has a heart for the Lord and has a heart for the Lord's children. Think about spreading the gospel in that way, just by serving in a way that you're raising up those kids, whether they're whatever age they are, even if you're changing diapers for some of the little babies, so that their parents are able to go in and hear the word being spoken and have a little bit of a relief. What a blessing that would be. And that would be a great thing for a disciple in sharing God's love and spreading the doctrines of Jesus Christ. So why not do that? Think about that. Pray about that. See if that's something that God would have for you to do. If you've ever thought about doing it, I would say that there's probably a pretty good chance that the Lord would have you do that. Just continue to pray about it, and then maybe even go sign up. Whether you go to Refuge or you go to another church, I bet there's a need at the Sunday school for somebody that is willing to help out. Why don't you go do that? And in the meantime, think about our next coming, we have a discipleship class that is ongoing right now, and we're in our third to fourth week. We're going to be starting up another one this fall, so pray about that. If you happen to fellowship with us and part of the family there at Refuge, we'd love to have you. It's called Rooted, and it'll start in September. God bless you all.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life